Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Marcus al-Tawheed for propagating the authentic Sunnah in Trinidad and Tobago presents to you.
There's no doubt. We all know the merits of the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. Our Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows His creation. As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in the Quran, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Is not the one who created you? No. And Allah Ta'ala wants mercy for His creation. As Allah Ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you. He does not want difficulty for you. And Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive you. And Allah Ta'ala wants to have mercy on you. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to forgive you. He wants to have mercy on you. So because of our Lord being Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Wadood, because of our Lord being the most merciful, because of our Lord pardoning our sins, because of our Lord forgiving us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain places, He has legislated certain places and certain times where He increases the reward. Certain places like the masjid. Prayer in the masjid is greater than prayer at home. Prayer in Mecca is greater than prayer in any other place on the face of the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward that a person gets in certain places, praying in Mecca, praying in the masjid. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward that a person gets during certain times of the year. Like in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever fasts Ramadan with faith and seeking the reward, Allah forgives that which has proceeded from his bad deeds, from his sins. And there's no doubt, we are all in need of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We cannot survive without the protection of Allah. We cannot survive without the mercy of Allah. We cannot survive without the forgiveness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبُكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِقَوْمٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. O mankind, you are in need of Allah. O mankind, you are in need of Allah. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And Allah is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone. You don't assist Allah. You don't help Allah. You don't support Allah. You are in need of Allah. You are in need of Allah, and Allah is self-sufficient. إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبَكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِقَوْمٍ جَدِيدٍ. If Allah wanted to, He would destroy all of you. And He would bring about new people. And that is not something difficult for Allah. In the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, يَا ابْنَ آدَمَ لَنْ تَبْلُغُوا ضُرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي وَلَنْ تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِ. In the Hadith al-Qudsi, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Azza wa Jal said, O the son of Adam, you cannot harm me, nor can you benefit me. That's the reality. So a person should not think that the month of Ramadan, you're assisting Allah, you're helping Allah, you're supporting Allah, you're benefiting Allah. No. It's the opposite. Allah Ta'ala has legislated Ramadan for our benefit, not for His benefit. We are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah has no need for His creation. Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. As we already mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever stands in Ramadan, Allah forgives him for his sins. Ramadan is a month of dua. It's a month that you call on Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my servants ask about me, tell them I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. So Ramadan is a month of mercy, and we all are in need of mercy. Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. We all are in need of the forgiveness of our Lord. Ramadan is a month of dua, a month of supplication, and we all need to supplicate to Allah. Ramadan is a month of khayr. It is a month of good. Allah has ordered us to race towards good. Where Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Race towards good. Allah says, وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Race towards mercy from your Lord. It's a time that you have to contemplate. As Umar ibn Khattab used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تَحَاسَبُوا. And bring yourself to account before Allah brings you to account. It's a time for the believer to reflect, what is my relationship with my Lord? If Allah was to take my life at this very moment, would Allah be pleased with me? If Allah was to take my life at this very moment, would He enter me into His everlasting paradise? Or would He enter me into His everlasting hellfire? If Allah was to take my life at this very moment, would I be happy or would I be sad? It's upon a believer to think over his sins, to think over how he has wronged himself, to think over how he has oppressed himself. And Hadith al-Qudsi, إِنَّكُمْ تُقْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّحَارِ. The Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah says, verily you sin day and night. We sin day and night. So the way of the believer in this month of Ramadan, it's upon you to reflect. It's upon you to think about how the shaitan has tricked you, how the shaitan has deceived you, how the shaitan has fooled you. This is a time for the believer to reflect. During the month of Rajab, 2 months before Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and bless us in Sha'ban and allow us to see the month of Ramadan. The brother mentioned that Ramadan is in about 2-3 days. 2-3 days or less. Who from amongst us is guaranteed that he's going to see the month of Ramadan? Who from amongst us is guaranteed that he's going to see tomorrow morning? No one. The Sahaba used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ السَّبَاحِ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَسَاحِ. The Sahaba used to say, if night comes about, don't expect to see the morning. And if the morning comes about, do not expect to see the night. Allah did not guarantee that we are going to see the month of Ramadan, even though it's after 2 or 3 days. No one from amongst us is guaranteed. But we all have sins. And we all have transgression. And we have all wronged ourselves. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to have mercy upon us. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, oh Allah, bless us in Rajab. Bless us in Sha'ban. We're still in Sha'ban right now. And allow us to see the month of Ramadan. So the doors of paradise are opened. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ اِقْبِلْ. Someone calls out, anyone that wants to do good, come, do it. Now is the time to do it. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ اِقْصِرْ. And the person that wants evil, get away. The Prophet said, this is what happens. The people that want good, come forward. It's time for you to do good. And the people that want evil, stay away. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. And verily Allah will save people from the hellfire. Verily Allah will save people from the hellfire. This is the month that we need to take advantage of. This is the month that you need to rectify yourself. If you weren't from amongst those individuals that did not pray for the year, or you pray every once in a while, or you pray only on Friday, or you pray once a week, or you gather all of your prayers and you pray them at the end of the day, if you were that type of individual, Ramadan is the time for you to rectify yourself. Allah has locked away the shayateen. Allah has opened up the doors of paradise. Allah has closed the doors of hellfire. Do you need any more help?